Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 254 of Her, the podcast, where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and what she's going to learn from nature to get through this COVID thing. This is going to be a terrific show, and know that before we begin, it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. Okie dokie. Now, here's your first official reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show, because I love to hear from you. My whole team loves your feedback. So this is your first reminder. You'll get another one a little bit later on. Alrighty, it's time for Her. So I'm reading the Wall Street Journal, as I always do, and I come across an article that just absolutely laid me out. I loved it. Now, as you all know, I'm a total naturaholic. Can't help myself. Sorry. And I'm always thinking to myself how nature really is the grand, you know, equalizer. Somehow nature, no matter what you do to it, you know, it bounces back somehow. There's an adaptation, adjustment. It's just almost beautiful to watch the choreography, no matter the disaster out there. That flower pops up when a tree disappears. Oh, you know. And then, so what do we have here? We have two scientists, Dr. Stephanie Fernhaber and Dr. Alyssa Stark. Okay, now, what they have done is they put together an interview, a feature that was all about, well, a brand new, to me certainly, and maybe to a lot of you, field of science, biomimicry. They're going to explain that, whereby we can learn from nature. When they get hit with things that kind of a la COVID-19, what do they do? And in this particular article, it was really all about entrepreneurs and how they bounce back from really tough times, because it was the Wall Street Journal. But you know me, I made it immediately, you know, applicable to everything we do here on the Herb podcast. And for all of you out there who are wondering, how in the heck can I possibly cope? So we have Alyssa Stark, and she is an assistant professor in the biology department at Villanova University. Stephanie Fernhaber, associate professor of entrepreneurship at Butler University Lacey School of Business. Doctors, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm reading this wonderful feature you put together. I just can't get enough of it. It is fabulous. And the whole thing is all about turning, you know, lemons into lemonade. I mean, really, at the end of the day, burn down a forest and then, you know, then what happens, kind of a thing. And what can we really learn from that? And you actually laid down a number of strategies, and I'd like you to kind of make them pertinent and relevant to what's going on to our wonderful listeners out there who have been basically affected in every which way by this whole COVID-19 pandemic. You know, right now we're in like the seventh week of this crazy, you know, the lockdown and all the rest of it. And I know that they're trying to find some way to be able to think about navigating through this. So your first strategy was find new opportunities to grow. Go for it. What do you think?
If we back up just a minute as to what biomimicry is, you know, I'm in the entrepreneurship area, and it was several years ago that I was listening to a session. I happened to be at, it was outside of my area, and they introduced me to this topic of biomimicry. And biomimicry is usually then applied to new product development, right? So what can we learn, you know, from the sunflower on how to create something? And as I was sitting there, I thought, wow, there's implications for businesses, right? Businesses can also learn from nature. And I think if we take it even a step further, I think what we're going to talk about today, which is really fun, is how individuals can learn from nature. So it's really taking that concept of biomimicry and applying it at different levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think for me as a biologist, I come at it a kind of a different way. Much like Stephanie, I was, you know, sitting somewhere and learning about this that was new to me as well. Even though I'm a biologist and I study the natural world, I often don't think about application, particularly in terms of business. I never thought I'd be working with someone like Stephanie, a business professional, a business professor. but biomimicry really does that. So it helps us take lessons from nature and help solve human problems, particularly in a sustainable way, often is how we kind of think about it. So as a biologist, you know, I'm gathering all this knowledge, I'm studying it, researching it, but it is helping us understand the natural world, but maybe is not going as far as it could. And that's what biomimicry kind of does, is it brings us, you know, all of the hard work that biologists do to the next steps where we take it into business and we start thinking about ways to help solve these human problems. So I think our first strategy was looking for new opportunities to grow, and our example was wildfires. So I can talk about the biology and then turn it over to Stephanie about the business side of it. But wildfires obviously are extremely destructive for biological organisms. And, you know, you can see that when you see the results of that. It looks like everything has completely burned down, and generally it has. But in times of great disturbance, that can be a new opportunity for organisms to grow kind of out of the ashes. And we can establish then new grasslands and new forests through different types of succession, basically, of biological organisms starting to come in and take root again.
All right. So as the physician in the group, then, we have quite the little trio here, don't we? I'm going to sit back and say, okay, girlfriends, this is the way I see it rolling out for all the women out there in our very large, you know, listenership. So here you have this, for all intent and purposes, disaster going on. I mean, it's a global pandemic. People are dying. People are getting sick. I mean, it's a mess, right? And so we're in lockdown, and we're rethinking. We're hitting the pause button. It's the great pause. We're rethinking how we're going to survive and then thrive. So I'm going to say then that in all the strategies we're going to talk about, we're really talking, don't you think, about resilience? Aren't we really talking about the ability to be more resilient when anything hits you, no matter what? I'm looking at this finding new opportunities to grow. You had brought up in your article, you know, obviously restaurants are now adapting takeout and discounting and delivery and all these things that they really didn't pivot to in a big way before, but they have no choice but to do now. And I see, you know, people themselves learning. You know, I just love that beautiful, I could just visualize, right? So when a tornado uproots trees, it allows sunlight to reach the forest floor, and therefore seeds that couldn't grow before will sprout and thrive in this new habitat. You could see where all the metaphors sprout from that one, just for people in general, can't you?
Yes, and that's the beautiful aspect of it, right, is for each of us, and especially as women, to take a step back, and instead of saying, how can we just get through this and survive, it's how can we leverage this disruption, right, this time which none of us planned for new opportunities to grow, or how can we adapt what it is that we are doing in our day-to-day, and I think that as women, we need to be resilient, and we need to find those ways and look for others, whether it is finding new opportunities to connect, new ways to manage everyone being at home, or other aspects.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that. So then the next strategy was shut down and strengthen. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, so what organisms might do in times of kind of chaos and turmoil, much like we are in now, is to kind of back up a bit, right? So you can, our example that we talked about in the article was trees that really don't have, say, fire resistance, if we're going back to the wildfire example, and they burn down. But they have a root system that can maintain itself so that when the fire is gone, it's ready to grow again. And so it might be instead of trying to, you know, kind of grow perhaps or do other things, it might be that this is the time to kind of take a step back, to focus on your roots, to strengthen yourself, and to move forward when this passes.
I love that.
And on the flip side, you know, we can extend it to businesses and also us as individuals. You know, businesses, we see lots of examples where they can focus on improving processes, right? While things are slower, can we improve some infrastructure so that when we open back up, we can go at it at full speed? And I think for us, it's asking ourselves, how do we want to rebuild? How do we want to go back about life afterwards? And this is a time to reset and really to ask, what is it, what, I guess, even processes or infrastructure do we want to put in place in our very lives so that when we come out of it, we are living more fulfilling lives?
I love it. I think that that's fabulous. I love that, you know, hitting the reset for all intent and purposes and really having a moment with yourself. What are your, you know, usually we're running on a gerbil wheel somewhere. We're going here, we're all over the place, especially if you're a woman, you're doing at least five things at one time. And when's the last time you really had a moment to think, to just take that long walk, to, oh, take a walk at all? I'm a physician. I keep ranting and raving about that. You know, get out there and be physically active. And then I get the I don't have the time thing. Now you do. And maybe you're learning something about strengthening yourself, mind and body, because you've hit that reset button here a little bit and you're rethinking. I think what you just said was so spot on about already being proactive. We are going to reopen. There's no question. How we reopen and all the rest of it is you know, basically details and logistics that each state is working out. However, we are going to do that. How are you going to do it? There's going to be a new normal. There's no going back anymore. There's going to be a new normal. How are you going to create that new normal? What's the new narrative? And how are you then going to thrive and grow and strengthen in that new narrative? That's the way I look at it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I think that we also need to remember that if we can't do everything we want to do right now, that we still have that, you know, what are our core strengths? We still have that inside of us. And as we kind of return to this, whatever normal we create, we can purposely or intentionally do so.
Interesting. Now I'm going to challenge you with this next one. I'm trying to work on this one for an analogy. Strategy three, you know where I'm going with this one. Take advantage of predators. Yikes. Okay, go for it.
I'll start out with the biology to help with the explanation there. In times of catastrophe, there is different types of opportunity. One is to take advantage of this catastrophe to be a predator, or even in our article, we even talk about a prey. So these are classic words that, you know, terms that I teach my general biology students. What is a predator? What is a prey item? And so the examples we gave in our article, you know, again, we kind of go back to that wildfire because it's such a great analogy and something that you can visualize. So animals running from fire might be easy prey items, especially if they're inexperienced and don't know what's going on. I work often in the tropics for my research, and there are these huge army ant swarms that basically flood the forest floor and are hunting. And as they're hunting, insects that get away from them fly up and then are caught by another predator, a tropical bird. So there's these kind of examples here of some advantages that you could take if you look to nature, where there's a catastrophe, but there's maybe some opportunity that you could actually pull from.
So when we think again from the business side of things, if we look back at some of the more recent economic downturns, we've seen this happen where there's acquisitions, a lot more that happen during these times. Why? Because you have some firms that are struggling more and other firms that are looking at this, well, this is an opportunity to grow or to have something that is going to exist for the longer term. So even though we see this happening in the business sense, this was the one that I was, I guess, spending the most time on preparing for this chat, because I wonder what this has to do with us as individuals. And I have a few ideas, but the beauty of biomimicry is for us always to explore what is the application and figuring out which ones fit best for us.
Oh, okay. I know.
Okay.
Now, I was really thinking, isn't that funny? All great minds think together, right? Alike. And I looked at that, take advantage of predators, and I sat with it. And here's mine. Are you ready? Okay.
Yep.
Now, part of my rant and rave forever has been, girlfriends, would you please take care of yourselves? Okay? Just saying. Because, you know, you don't want all these funky things to happen to yourself. You know, high blood pressure, cancer, heart disease, diabetes. I could go on. You get the point. You don't want those things. And then all of a sudden, we end up with a predator. It's COVID-19. It is. And what it loves is it loves an inflammatory process within the human body. And so carrying too much weight, whether you're overweight or especially if you're obese, we already know now in the headlines, obesity is the number two risk factor. Go figure. And that's because it increases what we call a pro-inflammatory response throughout the entire body. And of course, this is then associated with impairment of the immune function. And this is not what you need when you have something like COVID-19 floating around. And so, you know, now all of a sudden you get this wake-up call. It's like, well, I've been putting it off forever, deferring to everyone else's self-care. You know how women do this. You know, we will care for anyone who comes within 100 feet of us, even if we don't know them. We will care for them. That's kind of what we do. And, you know, to the detriment of our own well-being. But now, all of a sudden, this is a major reality hit. You take care of yourself, or there could be some funky consequences here. And, you know, we've been trying to say this gently. Now we have no choice but to say, if you really want to stay safe, then you take care of yourself. Does this make sense? How do you like that for the predator thing?
It's working. You're getting the hang of this biomimicry thing because anyone can do it.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I just love this biomimicry thing. And this is just making me so happy because I love nature and I love learning from nature. And what you've done here is just brilliant. It's beautiful the way you've melded the strategies and then looked at everything from biology to business as you learn from nature, as you apply this biomimicry. All right. Now, look for leftovers is strategy four. Look for leftovers. What's that about?
Yes. So, so this is something we call in biology as scavenging or scavengers, are the organisms that are basically, looking for leftovers. So, you know, this might be dead organisms that they're looking for food. In our example, we talked about beetles that fly into areas, again, with that wildfire, you know, analogy that we're using, of burned trees, and they take advantage of this of these burned out trees that are no longer living, but they're actually still can be used for shelter and food and actually reproduction. And so even though there's nothing living there necessarily, they are kind of restarting that area by kind of taking advantage of what's been left.
I love it. Okay, from the business world, go yeah. for it. Okay, come on now.
Yes, so the same thing happens, right, that we've been seeing in the business world where, you know, there are a lot of bad aspects of what has happened in this pandemic, but still, what can you get from those leftovers? We see awesome employees, right, that are no longer employed or on furlough, right? Those are individuals that can be tapped into, or companies that are really willing to work with you that maybe wouldn't have before, or negotiating better terms for ideal space or with a supplier. And if I think about, you know, what can we as individuals, you know, how do we look for leftovers during this pandemic? You know, there are little scrapes of these, right? And we think about the time, the extra time that a lot of us have, or whether we're cooped up, but there's greater time for bonding with perhaps our family or with some that we haven't connected with in a while. So I guess it's looking for those pieces that might be there as a part of the aftermath of the pandemic.
Oh my God, I'm just laughing my little behind off, okay? Because when it said, look for leftovers, I was like, please, please, everyone out there, cook. Just cook. Remember cooking?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just turn the damn microwave off for just once, mm-hmm. right? And do something novel like buy food. There is a produce department. Who knew? And then whip out that, you know, dust off that cobwebby little recipe book or some recipes online and actually cook and make leftovers instead of, you know, constantly running around and doing fast food and junk and processed stuff and whatever. So I was just laughing at it from that end of it. And then the final strategy, launch something new. What does that mean?
Yeah, so this one, in some ways, I think is maybe perhaps unexpected, because in biology, you know, we've talked about, there's this catastrophe or disaster, and probably the last thing that we think of doing is reproducing during that time. but in biology, we actually see several examples, such as the lodgepole pine trees, that actually need some sort of great disturbance, in this case, again, the wildfire example, to reproduce. So their cones are literally glued shut, and they need fire to release them so that those seeds can be germinated and released. So in such crazy times, maybe the last thing that you're thinking about is to do something new. But there is examples in biology that we see where actual reproduction is even timed with these great, great disturbances.
Fascinating. How about business?
Well, you know, I teach entrepreneurship. And so I talk with a lot of people that say, I have an idea. And a lot of these people that have an idea, they sit with the idea. But what happens if they get laid off or if there is some sort of crisis that comes up and they are shifted into another mode? That's when they sometimes say, okay, I'm actually going to do this. And so we actually see a lot of entrepreneurial new startups happen in a time like this. And I can't help but think about individuals like, right, like I know I've had my bucket list, right, of things that I've always wanted to do. For some people that might be starting a business, but other ones it might be just learning to paint, right, or to trying something that they've always wanted to do. So my hope is that if we can think about launching something new, perhaps it's trying something new that we've always wanted to do.
I love it. Right. And this is all about reinvention. You know, so you're growing through this whole experience. And this is one of those situations where finally you're facing an opportunity you may never get again, because, you know, you're kind of stuck in one place and you do have the extra time. You do. You're not traveling. You're not commuting. So why not do this? And I always say, you know, necessity is a mother of invention. And so, well, gosh, here you are. So why not do something like that? So I'm always one of those. I love to call myself sort of a realistic optimist. So, you know, I'm realistic. At the same time, I always like to have that little silver lining there, too. And yes, this is a very, very tough and challenging time. But what are the lessons? What are the lessons we could learn? You know, maybe, again, hit that pause button and really sit with it. That's what I'm arguing that everyone should do. I could just sit here and talk to you guys forever. This is just amazing. I want everyone out there to remember to, if you want to read the full article, it's in the Wall Street Journal, and that was May 10th. So it was just very recent. And the authors are Dr. Stephanie Fernhaber and Dr. Alyssa Stark. And I think that this was just a brilliant piece of applying really novel and maverick concept of biomimicry, in this case, to entrepreneurship, to businesses, but everyone can draw their own conclusions as it relates to themselves personally. What's a really good website that people can run to learn more about this?
Yeah, so I suggest actually going to biomimicry.org. That is the website for the Biomimicry Institute. And it's got a lot of great information to learn about biomimicry and, again, how it can be applied in all aspects of your life, your personal life, your professional life.
I absolutely love that. And I have to congratulate both of you for your, you know, powerful duo on putting all of this together from biology as well as business. I think that that's exquisitely novel, unique, and I'm glad we all had the opportunity to benefit from it with the Wall Street Journal article. So all I can say, Dr. Stark, and all I can say, Dr. Fernhaber, is thank you so much for being on the HER podcast.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. And everyone out there right now, run to iTunes, rate and review the show because I want to hear from you. Wasn't this the coolest ever? Of course, that's after you run to the biomimicry.org website. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me your feedback because I love it. Why? I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I'm host of the HER podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the HER podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Hey, thanks for listening today. Stay safe and stay well.